So it's Friday, and on Fridays we always look forward towards a weekend of sport. Michael Pedro in studio to chat to us about that. Michael, the Tokyo Olympics, was it going to happen? Will it happen? It's about to start.
Yes, man, it is. The opening ceremony gets underway in about 10 minutes' time. There will be no fans, but there are reports that fans or some people have gathered outside the Olympic Stadium to get a glimpse of what the proceedings are going to look like. In terms of South Africa's involvement, they aren't any events today, but over the weekend you can look forward to cycling, hockey, water polo, rowing, judo, and swimming. Obviously, swimming, a lot of our hopes are going to be pinned on Tatiana Schoenmaker. She takes to the pool on Sunday in the 100-meter breaststroke heat. So holding thumbs for her. I think it's going to be a games with a difference, obviously, because of no fans. And it'll be interesting to see how, especially in those track events, example, the 100-meter sprints, where we have Akani Simbine as our medal hopeful there. It'll be interesting to see how those kind of events go without fans, because those generally attract the biggest crowds and make the most noise when there are fans in the stadium.
Well, I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony so that we can see what Team South Africa's wearing, because that's always interesting. And then, of course, Chad de Clos and the national women's hockey goalkeeper, Phumelela Mbande, are going to be our two flag bearers. And then, of course, Michael, we've got the Lions series, which is happening, the first test happening tomorrow.
Yes, amidst all the hype with the Olympics, it's easy to forget that there is a Lions series. We'll hear from Captain Siya Kolisi a bit later today. He's scheduled to have his captain's press conference at 2 o'clock. And the first test is scheduled to kick off at 6 p.m. tomorrow. All the games will take place in Cape Town. It was originally announced that the first test would be in Cape Town and then they would come back up to Joburg for the next two. But because of the unrest from last week and the uncertainty around that, also the COVID situation in Gauteng, all the games are going to be played in Cape Town. Not that it would make a difference for fans, because they aren't allowed in the stadium anyway. That'll also be interesting to see the difference in conditions. Obviously, not playing at altitude is something that European players are more accustomed to. So it'll be interesting to see how the series unfolds.
Well, thank you so much, Michael Pedro. It's going to be fun to watch the Olympics. At least it's happening. There are no crowds, but at least we can watch it. And as he said, that opening ceremony is going to kick off in around 10 minutes if you want to tune in and support Team South Africa.